Today on, I've probably got the most Instagram gym in Australia. I've got the boys from EMF on. How are you, Lee?
Very good, mate. Thanks for having me.
Went Lee first. Instagram.
We'll talk performance in a second, mate. It's all right. And that was Scott, the one telling everyone that he should be the Instagram model for EMF. And I've got Chris on, the PT manager.
How you doing, Greg? Thanks for having us.
This is going to be a good one. These guys are innovative. What they're doing with gyms, the where they're putting gyms and how they're doing gyms is just next level. I'm one person who's a massive fan and I can't wait to hear this one.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. Today's podcast is brought to you by Pre-Ultra, an extreme high-stim pre-workout scientifically formulated for anyone wanting to push it further than they ever have before. A powerful combination of performance-enhancing and nootropic ingredients delivered at industry-leading dosages. Pre-Ultra gives you explosive power, strength, and intense pump alongside the laser-like focus, mental clarity, energy, and drive to annihilate your next workout.
Welcome to Body Science, the house of fit, happy and healthy. And today I'm going to say the future of gyms. I've got with me some of the biggest players in gyms, building some of the biggest gyms, building some of the biggest technology in gyms in Australia. Lee, Scott, you two started EMF, that's correct?
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
Yeah, who's the smart one? Like, whose idea was it?
I'm going to take me. I was waiting.
We had money on that. I won the first bet.
Yeah. It's because I'm older. Yeah.
Older doesn't mean wiser necessarily.
They do go together.
There's a bit of competition.
And that's a bit of a technical play you've done there because you actually were running a boot camp first. Is that why you're claiming you started?
Yeah, so started EMF first and brought him up from Sydney. So starting it first, but then bringing the brawn up from Sydney.
It was terrible to move to the Gold Coast, though. It's sunny weather all the time.
Bad beaches. Move, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
Bad move. And so you were running a boot camp in Broadbeach?
Broadbeach, yes.
So for all those young aspiring guys and girls out there that are running boot camps and wondering, gee, can I ever change the world? There is a chance.
There is a chance. We started from nothing. I still remember my first client.
Yeah.
And my first paying client. And my first client was my wife.
She, yep.
Obviously.
Still talking?
It's still talking. Yeah, nice. And I pay her. So, yeah. It cost me a lot of money, especially at night. It cost me my hair.
I'm not going to throw any hair jokes, just so if anyone's wondering.
Yeah, training and partners just doesn't normally go
down. No, it doesn't go well. Awesome. Especially when you tell them what to do and make them do burpees and then they give you their opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Remember those burpees?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
So how do you guys work together? Like who does what?
So Scotty and I sort of split. He sits at the dreaming section and we sort of let him go. He's got great ideas. Comes to me sometimes. He goes, this is what we're going to do. And I'm just like, how did he get there? But put the minds together and we normally get there. So
you're running innovation, new technology, new gyms, that type of thing?
Yeah, more the strategic planning. Yep. And leads more operations.
And you're making the place a great place to be, the culture, community. The community and all that stuff. Gee, you two must clash a lot.
Oh. But we took that military. Like in the military, there's planning, there's operations, there's two separate hands.
Mm-hmm. And we're good mates. So like we work well together because we trust one another. And like, you know, we even at the end of the day, like we still have arguments like everyone else, but we then go and have a beer, have a chat about it and bygones be bygones at the end of the day and work together.
So your boot camp that you originally started with, are you still using the same belief system from that with the growth of EMF as a chain of gyms?
100%.
Am I allowed to use the word chain of gyms? Yeah. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, definitely.
We only changed the name of the sign. Instead of being Elite Military Fitness, we changed it to EMF.
Yep.
We just thought that we didn't want the 60-year-old lady that looks at a gym and goes, Elite Military, and just be scared.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's why we sort of branded it to be a little bit more, to be a bit softer.
Yep.
Yeah, and EMF is still EMF. We still have the culture behind our military background, but we don't say like, you know, the boot camp side of things, forcing people into the fitness. We want people to enjoy fitness. We want people to be their second home.
Yep.
They spend amount of hours a week in a gym. They should be feeling comfortable and enjoy that.
Nice. And so what makes you create a gym that's got an altitude pool, a dedicated female section, which isn't new. Other gyms have done that type of concept, but all these allied health inside some of your clinics. Is that right? You're still running some Allied Health and some of that?
We try and test each different model. So we like seeing what is out there and does it work. Both Lee and I have trained pretty much our entire lives. We look at it and go, how can we benefit our own health and how other people would see it as well? Not only just us, kids, adults, seniors, rehabilitation, physios. More or less, instead of going picking the cheapest option and hoping it works, we look at it and go, what's a medical grade or something that will fundamentally enhance someone's future or limbs or basically their mental health?
Yeah, because you guys are doing everything from nutrition to cafes to the whole gamut of everything you can think with health and nutrition, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And that's.
I think the main thing is we're not scared. If we've done something, we've created a gym and something's just not working or doesn't have that engagement, we'll just take it out and try something new.
And we can say that it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, we're happy to go, hey, look, hand up. This didn't work. Let's change or fix it so that we can enhance the people's opinion or what they want. We even ask them, we train in the gyms and people say, hey, can we do this? And we're like, hey, look, we'll put it out there. And if people want it, we're more than happy to put it in for you guys.
Yeah. So which was the first gym you built?
We did Harbourtown originally. Yep. That used to be a different company up there. So we just rebranded. We walked in, it had about sort of 800, 900 members. Mm-hmm. And we sort of doubled that in about 12 months.
So let's not forget, we're still running boot camp at that stage.
Yeah, okay.
We had to run a 5:30 a.m. boot camp then because we had no money. So we both worked on the desk and basically staffed it ourselves. And we were trying to run boot camp, switch cars and like set up for boot camp. One would work, do the morning boot camp and then work the evening at Harbourtown. And the other would do the morning shift and then do the afternoon boot camp. So it was quite fun those days driving from Broadbeach to Harbourtown every day.
We actually had the same exact same utes. And then all we'd do is switch keys and then I'd take his car. And we actually held that until we did Pacific Fair. So that was our fourth gym.
We had 2 years. We kept the boot camp running.
Yeah. I was a bit longer actually because it was packed fair. It was nearly three.
Yeah.
And we were just burnt.
Yeah. People are like going, oh, are we still doing the big games? Like, guys, when Broadbeach opens, like, we'll all like bring you over to packed fair, but we're cooks. The 4 a.m. wake ups every day because you prep the car and get everything ready. We're just like, I'd love to sleep in just like one day. So.
And you realize like when you look at personal trainers in a gym, how much they put into a client and what they need and their programs and every session, they show up and they're tired and they don't want to be there for the session. And then the trainer's tired, doesn't want to be there, just doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were there rain, hail, shine. Like it was like sideways rain, hail. I mean, you're out there and you'd have three clients and you're like, oh, I'm glad you turned up. And it's sideways and you're sitting there and it's like middle of winter, like, oh, guys.
One person would show and they'd be like, if I go home.
Yeah. And then you see the second person turn up and like, oh no,
that's not good. So how do you guys, as a couple of guys that weren't working together, that come together, run a boot camp, buy a gym, take the risk on buying your first gym, walk-in type concept, then build Pack Fair, which was
We went Service Paradise first.
You went Service Paradise after that?
Then Bundle.
Yeah.
And then built Pack Fair and then built Rubina. Then I think it was Coomera. Coomera was next after that.
Yeah.
Narang, the largest gym probably in the Southern Hemisphere. And then just recently opened North Lakes.
Nice. So how did you guys get good at negotiating with shopping centres? Because they're renowned places that you don't go unless you know what you're doing.
You know what though? Like we've got two different personalities. So that's Scotty's bag. And he loves it. He loves that negotiation.
Yeah. I'm probably the mongrel, the dog that loves a bite at the bone.
That's okay because they sent their version in too, didn't they? So two alphas having a go.
But you know what? Like it's very different when you look at and I'm not going to obviously mention competitors or names or anything, but you get big corporations and it's not that person's piece of the pie. Like it's not there. They haven't done four gyms while doing boot camps at 4 a.m. So Scotty goes in there and he's like, every dollar per square meter counts for us. Like that actually equates to something that, that's a staff member that we could have that's improving the product. Or so that means a little bit more than, someone else just going in that's getting
paid. And we train in there. Every gym we go in and train and figure out how it all is going to work from the moment the person walks through the door. They've got to have a feel for the place. They've got to want to be there. Not saying different gyms, but 24-hour gyms where you walk in and there's one squat rack. For a person, if there's 1,000 members, everyone should squat because it builds it's a fundamental movement pattern of the body.
Yep.
So having one squat rack in a gym doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
And anyone who does arm curls in a squat rack, again, is something bad. But a squat rack.
But we've all done it.
Yeah. We all like arm curls. The key is making it sure that everyone's looked after. after. In terms of the, you know, the 70-year-old woman that walks in, doesn't want to walk in and see that there's 400 kilos on a leg press.
Yeah.
You know, so that's our military background as well, where we used to berate people in the gym and go, put your weights away.
Yeah.
Because it is, you can put weights on, you can take your weights off. And it looks after the young little girl that's never been in a gym before and can get helped out. And the culture in the gym, people used to come up and ask us how to use a bit of equipment or something like that. And there's no problem in someone just giving some people some good advice from actually accredited people though. So we were always in there giving people advice and it was free. It's not, we don't charge for that sort of stuff because we want people in the gym and learning and getting better.
You know, you've really tapped on something belongs to you guys is a traditional everyday person walks into a gym and it's really, wow, where am I? I'm in another world. This is a tough gig for me to walk into. You walk into your gyms and you want to get on the equipment. Like you look at it and go, I'm not intimidated by this. I want to do that. And like you said, they come and ask you how to use the equipment. And I talk to a lot of people in the industry and one of the biggest flaws is I don't want to walk into a gym. I don't want to do that. I don't
stereotypical
do this.
Gym is,
yeah. But you walk into one of your gyms and it's a great experience. Like, do you actually even plan that or is that just something that came from your...
No, the planning is from color schemes through to how the layout is set out to making people want to feel as though they're there. The training of the staff, like Lee does a great job in making people feel wanted when they walk into the gym. So you have to basically put every piece together to ensure that the experience, like the EMF experience, isn't just from, you know, a gym with no one talking to you. It's about the look and feel from the PTs, how they should be talking to customers, our staff, making people feel wanted, even through our social media. People, if they can feel that they can talk to us, we give them some advice, even down to our challenges, hoping people get a really good experience from, you know, the EMF and the EMF brand.
Yeah. That is the hardest thing though, like you said, Greg, the stereotype of walking into a gym. So, and it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. I would honestly say there's probably more males that would feel intimidation going into a large format gym because guys train a lot. From male to male, that is. Like guys see other guys and they want to be that person but would be intimidated to do squats with a low weight next to a guy doing. So I think there's more intimidation when it comes to males and males trying to get them through the joint. If you've got a gym that's, you know, stereotypically got a lot of bigger guys or got a certain style of person, then, you know, guys find that really challenging to sort of bridge that gap as well.
Yeah. So you guys were leading the way with your boot camp strategy from the early days. I mean, there's a couple of brands that have had great success just doing that model themselves. And a lot of gyms are now trying to put that model into existing models. But you guys have gone even further. Like you've got another level of boot camp concepts coming out. Or have they come out yet?
We've sort of decided to change our models a little bit just to cater for everyone. Like Scotty designed Narang and it's a huge gym and it covers, you know, so much. But we also want it to be like a large gym. Like we also want to be able to provide that in smaller areas for people. So we've sort of changed the model. We've got our Platinum by EMF that's sort of starting in Newcastle and at Pacific Fair soon.
Yep.
And that is going to be...
So what's a Platinum model? What does that mean?
That's all group fitness.
All group fitness. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. It has the higher end. So your Pilates reformer, your yoga, your heart rate training. We've got a outrace style so they can do pole dancing on there as well. So all your different ranges of classes at any time. It's not a Pilates reformer. You have to pay $50 per session. We give them the whole package as more or less a gym membership, but you book in for a class and you have that really high level feel to it.
Yeah, nice. And you've got some cool technologies coming out in that group space too, haven't you?
Yeah, we've...
We all watch your Instagram. We know you've been overseas. Come on, spit it out.
Hey, Scotty and I, everyone gets into us about our travel, but, you know.
Are you going to innovate?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we think that we have great ideas, but, you know, we want to make sure that we are also keeping up with the game. So we do travel a bit we go to terrible places, though, like Germany, America, yeah. And it's challenging.
It's in where there's snow, and we do take our snowboards, which generally.
But we
fast
go
cars,
there.
Snowboarding. Yeah. Someone's been watching too many XXX movies, right? Yeah.
But we do go over there because we see things like at these conventions that are just that's what's happening.
Yep.
And we just don't have the ability to do that in Australia. Like our convention over here is great, but it's just not the same magnitude of what you do when you go to different parts of the world.
And they're multi-day conventions where you've got to spend the whole time on your feet.
There's one in Ursa, which is the US, which is quite big. There's one in Europe, which is unbelievable. But they're always innovating. But the good thing is when you go there, they might not have a good fit for Australia. Mm-hmm. Where a good thing is where we look at it, we try something out and then we go, will this fit their demographic? Will they want to use it? And majority of the time we'd say no, because the Australian population is a very different training model to, say, someone like Europe.
Yep.
They train for different ideas and different mentalities.
But also, we've got, like, you go down to the Gold Coast here, we've got the best beaches in the world. People love being outdoors.
They love looking good.
Yeah, but they love running, they love cycling, they want to be able to. So you go into Europe and you don't have the same training outcomes in their gyms because everyone goes into their gym. No one goes outdoors.
Yeah, okay.
But it'd be cold in winter, you know, like in Sweden or something, you know, going for a cycle through the snow. That's not me.
Exactly.
But over here, you still want to, rather than just run it, you want to train your running as well, or train your cycling indoors so that you can do it better outdoors as well. So that's why we sort of, you know, we have special rooms for athletes to
altitude rooms. Yeah, our altitude rooms were built are some of the best I've seen in Australia. Robina has two, your cardio model and also your class model, which we're finding is working really well. We're going to innovate and do a heart rate training in the altitude. So taking it to the next level and how people can monitor their fitness level in that style environment.
Are you going to run those? Because you've got that look in your eye like I'm taking control of that one.
I love running class. I love
that Chuck session's on me.
Yeah, he relates to it. I love getting out. I still enjoy going and taking a session here and there. I had one of my clients ask me, you know, when are you coming back to actually do one? So I did one, I forget what day it was. I think it was Australia Day. It was Queen's birthday. It was a long weekend it was our Christmas party function. The following day, I said, look, I've got a kid, so.
That's why he doesn't remember.
Christmas party, there was a few of them around that time. But the next morning, I'm like, it was 8 o'clock. The instructor didn't want to run it. I'm like, I'll put my hand up. And it was a 90-minute boot camp where
90-minute boot camp.
Yeah, with me too. They certainly buy. I put a couple of spew buckets out there, so just in case.
They're not members anymore.
Yeah, they certainly enhanced it. They were like, oh, so we're going to stretch for the last 30 minutes? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, we are certainly training for 90 minutes.
Wow.
They loved it.
It's a shame this isn't live, because to see the grin on your face right now would tell people how evil a human you really are.
Yeah, I love it. It's the pain, watching people's face in pain is sometimes really, really good.
But also, like, when people would never normally push themselves to that level. And there's a different level of training that Scotty would have got in the military that, you know, most people aren't sort of privy to. So that experience and that connection he has when he does a session like that is probably something that the client doesn't normally get either.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the look on their face is terrible during, but afterwards.
Yeah, the relief and how they got it. So I used to train like the commandos down in Holsworthy Barracks, and they would love to push themselves to the point where they were physically spewing. And it is a different environment when you've got those high athletes that really want to push themselves and there's no turning back. So that was some awesome fun. But you've then got to know the variance between a person who's a 60-year-old woman who's got a sore knee. You can't do that sort of training with.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. And then send them into the hot and cold pools afterwards where they can get some recovery.
Yeah, nice. So is running a pool in a gym a good idea or a bad idea?
The idea of the pool is great.
Yep.
The idea of an outdoor pool is awesome. The logistics behind having a pool is, it's like having a fish tank is even worse.
Yeah. Okay. For those people that have never been to EMF in Robina, there's actually a 25 meter indoor pool that
first in the world can go to altitude. So it's, and Lee and I actually swam in it, and it's probably one of the hardest things you can do.
I couldn't think of anything worse than altitude and swimming.
Yeah. But like, to be 100% honest, most people do a hard workout, and being able to jump in a pool is the more of the reason they want it, they use the pool.
Yeah.
People swimming laps gets its use, but at Bundle, we've got that outdoor pool.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
You do a good session and you get to jump in the pool at the end. There's nothing better.
Yeah, nice. That's a good setup there too.
Oh, I love it. All the glass around there. It's so inviting, that pool.
Mm.
Yeah, it's lovely.
One of my mates is a colonel. I should tell you his name off air so that you guys can go and run one of the sessions he goes to one day.
I love it.
Yeah, just let him know. Yeah,
his eyes are freaking out. I remember these sort of things.
So guys, what's the future of gyms? I mean, you've got some plans. Obviously, we're talking downstairs and let's not go too deep on that. But where are gyms going in Australia? Because you guys are leading the way on what a technical gym looks like.
The biggest, I think the future is what people want in a gym. Yep. So the demographic. Online is certainly a big key where people, retailers going to. Mm-hmm. However, you can't get a decent workout on at home or, you know, online. Yep. I know personally, I've got a bike at home and I use a wind trainer, but mentally you can't get out of, you know, a good decent workout at home. It's like more or less spending a workout on your phone, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It's not there. You need to be mentally stimulated in the workplace or in a gym or in an environment.
You engage a lot more. When you have to get in the car and you drive there, you're in that frame of mind now. Well, okay, I'm doing a workout.
You've blocked out the time.
Yeah. You're present and doing purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
There, the dog, you know, something happens at home. You're engaged 100% in what
And if you
doing.
Build the place that makes you invited and it's like your home and it has everything you want, you're not having to wait for equipment. You have the right people around you that builds that environment, the community, then, you know, it's certainly a place where people want to be. And that's what we like about building gyms for people to, you know, do that sort of stuff and go, I actually want to go to the gym and be a part of it.
Yeah, nice.
What are you sort of saying about where the sort of the gyms are going in Australia? I would, just from our experiences, like we've done America quite a lot. We've been through Europe quite a bit as well, thankfully. But Australia is leading by far when it comes to gyms. America, they have some great health clubs and like, oh, and again, I won't say any names, but we've been to some pretty amazing gyms over there. But Australia is by far the most competitive market.
It is.
Which is so good for the average punter.
Look at the Gold Coast. It's like we only have a population of 500,000. We're probably the most overpopulated for gyms in a small area because of the demographic of how we live a lifestyle here. But it's so good to see that people are getting out and enjoying that as a primary healthcare, that people understand that we need to remain healthy for a longevity in life.
And is that a bit, just touching on some of the terminology, is health club where we're at versus gym now and what we're talking like?
Well, when you look at, so health club it just has a different ring to it. Mm. So, but what does that really mean? Like
golf club.
Yeah, exactly. We try and look at it a little bit differently is we don't want to be just a gym. You know, we want to be like a fitness center. So you'll go to a fitness center for rehabilitation, you know, prehab, you'll go there just for recovery or actually to train. But the functional movement in the whole world is just going gangbusters.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's crazy. And like, as I said, some of the other, you know, other brands have, you know, really expanded that, but it's just not one size fits all. There's so many different aspects to fitness. Just having one training outcome, we've just found people change their direction. You know, they want to do a bit of boxing or they're too tight, they want to do yoga.
We did it recently, like changed from, we always did weights and we changed to do Ironmans. It's just changing that focus. But the good thing about our gyms is
he
won by about 30 seconds.
I did win.
It's okay.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you want to stop taking a break? You're right there. Seconds. You okay?
He's sweating.
He's done a few worse ones since then. Shall we talk about that one?
No.
In our training, you can go and do your complete weight training, but then you can change to a triathlon in the same environment. You don't have to change gyms. You want to do Pilates for rehab or you've injured yourself, our pools are purpose-built at a certain depth for rehabilitation. Not only can you swim, we have magnesium pools where it enhances your health and it's 1.3 meters deep. So if you can't walk properly because you've had an ankle injury, you can go and do some work in that style. And this is from our background as well, understanding how to build it purpose-built for rehab, prehab, or athletes who are just doing normal training.
So you guys have even gone to the point of putting like DEXA scan in your Rabina?
In the Rabina facility.
In the Rabina facility. Like,
that's next level, isn't it? We did a lot of work and ideas on how you can do body fat, and then research behind, majority of them are only an algorithm. It's based on not actually reading the body itself and giving a real output of what your body fat is. However, DEXA scans are medical grade testing device to give you a 100% accuracy on your muscle, in whether it's in one limb, both limbs, or the whole body. You can predict if a person's having a shoulder injury from a DEXA scan. You get the accurate body fat from visceral, which means how your diet is, your content, and it gives you you do four times a year, so you can show how your training is affecting or your diet is affecting your ability to train.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it?
Well, we actually did a challenge you guys were involved in as well 2 years ago. And we gave an Audi away to the guy that won it.
Yep.
And gave the car to his mum the second he got it, which made everyone cry in the room.
So he's won the challenge, give him the car
won
to his mum.
Won the challenge. He holds up the keys. He said, yep. Mum's never had a new car. And
brand new Audi.
And everyone's crying.
No it was way. Amazing.
But from that, the results that he had, and we based it off the DEXA scan. Scan at the start, scan at the end. And the results that he had one of our personal trainers, Jacko, in at Ravina, who did a great job with him, weight training every day, running every day. So he actually mixed up his training program. Yep.
Did everything that everyone told him, his diet, his training, and did it verbatim and had some amazing result. I think it was roughly about 24 kilos he lost. His visceral fat was down.
He was phenomenal. Like everything this guy did was just next level.
His
health was amazing. He looked, the before and afters, he looked terrible at the start. Like you could just see it in his face that he had a bad diet. Everything was going wrong.
His sleep, he was turning around saying how good he feels at the end of it from his sleeping patterns, from his training, his overall lifestyle, just sitting at a desk in terms of he doesn't feel as though he, would have the highs and lows or doesn't want to get out of bed in the morning, that sort of stuff. So he just overall mental health really changed for him.
Do you find that's a big part of gyms these days too? It's not just a physical, it's a mental
definitely.
As well.
Mental health is a big thing.
And that's probably like having the culture and having people that are approachable in the gym makes it easier for people, and it's that mental side of it. But it's also, like as we were talking about downstairs before, it would be so challenging if you don't know anything at all about, and it's very similar in, for body science, people that don't know anything about supplements, and even people that know a little bit, it still can be quite difficult. But if you don't know anything about the gym, it can be such a hard thing to walk into that gym the first time, which is all mental.
Is that part of your platinum approach with all that group training you're doing is you're assisting? It's not just a physical thing, it's a mental concept. Definitely. As well, being part of a team and a tribe.
I think I've just done some research on how we can get part of the mental focus for someone. So if we can design a program with classes, their mental health, so whether they're doing yoga as part of it, a fun class, or we're introducing prana, which is heart rate, fun, agility, balance and coordination. If they include that, that's the mental stability for them.
Yep.
And then we can actually design a program to suit what they should be doing for the whole week, whether it's even stretching. And then that whole thing should relate to the person. Say, do you want a reminder 2 hours before? Because when you need to leave your desk to go and get ready to go to the gym, should you get a reminder for that? So it's basically planning someone's entire week so they can get out of the environment into that new environment, which is mental health, fitness, and getting them active and changing that lifestyle.
That's awesome.
Well, what's Scotty really hit the nail on the head with Parama. Parama, their whole concept is about fun. We were lucky enough; we got invited to go to their headquarters over in Spain.
That was a tough work trip.
But we went over there and we
sucked being you guys.
It's terrible. we went in with their staff. So their whole thing over there is every lunchtime, all the workers come up, and it's a big factory, and there's quite a lot, and they run two classes back to back. So we went and joined that Parama class, and you walk in, and everyone high fives. Like the whole setup is about having fun.
Yep.
And it's the lights, the music, it's all set up in the package, the instructor,
but it's also the crew that's in there. They work together, they train together, and you can see it how they actually really, it wasn't a put on for us, but they really enjoy it, and they're all fit because they're training every lunch.
Well, they didn't even know who we were. We're just these two Aussie guys sitting there looking out of shape.
For the first Aussie guys that they've really brought over, so we're the first two that's been to the factory, and because we wanted to be a part of it and see how it all works.
So you train with them?
Train with them.
But they're having fun. Like it was not about, for them, it wasn't about how many push-ups they could do. Well, at the end, there's a little workout to try.
And I think I beat him on that.
But it was just about having fun. And we're like, the engagement that they all had, that's what, like, yeah, gyms are serious and people go there because they want to compete, which is, that's one avenue of it. But if you love training and you want to go there every day and you want to be doing the high fives and having a great time, then you'll come back every day.
And doing something different as well. Like, the amount of times I've seen, and I've done it myself, you may do the same session once again because it's part of a program where there is mentality is trying to get you doing something different all the time, with a different exercise stage, so it has your progression or regression depending on your ability, and it puts it on the screen. So instead of having that visual, I can't remember what that was, you look up on the screen and you can see what the exercise is, so you can mimic that. So that one coach can do 50, 60 people if required, instead of trying to coach that one-on-one.
So Chris, you're the PT manager for EMF. That must drive you nuts. You've got two innovators here that are running around the world, living the dream, bringing back all these cool technologies that you've never heard of. And you've got to create a culture that the dream they just told us about that in gym culture, but you've got to actually create the people around that that can bring that culture to truth. Like, mate, how does that work?
Mate, to be honest, I love it.
You do?
I think it's amazing. I've been in the industry most of my life. You know, reps and sets are not going anywhere at all, but people's perception of fitness is changing and what they feel they need is changing. So if you're just relying on the old school, you're kind of limiting yourself. So the technology, the classes, the format that the boys have created and that we present on offer for our personal trainers, I believe is next level. The guys and girls that have jumped on board and really embrace it are going ahead in leaps and bounds. You know, they've evolved from being a gym PT to being a legitimate performance coach or a health and wellness practitioner, partnering them up with allied health professionals, giving them the opportunities. Our PTs, we encourage, and in the most part, they run our group fitness as well. So they're not a separate entity as such, where it seems to be the tradition is you've got a group fitness trainer and you've got a personal trainer and they almost compete with each other. We've got our guys and girls running the majority of these classes. So when we bring out something like Prama or the skill runs or the altitude, we provide the training for them to be a part of that so they can embrace it and make it their own. So it gives them a bit more tools in their toolbox, but also it's probably, I'm sure the boys will agree, it's probably the best lead generation tools inside a commercial gym ever.
That must go really well for your staff retention. Like, people love the fact that they're not just, what'd you say, sets and rep, what was it?
Yeah, just they're not a set and rep PT, they're not just counting numbers.
One thing I will say, like Chris, Chris came on last year, which was really good for us. He actually does seminars now, so he just lets people come along just to see what we're like.
Yep.
I mean, he did one at the start of this year, which we got like 15 or 20 people that just were thinking about a career. And for them to come and Chris to walk around and show them the gym, sort of showed them that
that's awesome you're doing that
too. It's not just like, okay, we're going to put 10 people on. It's like, hey, we might have some opportunities and the right people will sort of fit the right roles.
And that's the culture as well. So Chris is bringing more culture and showing, hey, look, come and have a look at what we're about. And Lee turned up and had a chat with him about who we are and where we've come from and showing that we don't want you just to come on board and think that you just, you know, we'll just PT and that's it. You wear the brand, you wear the shirt, you actually should walk the walk. You know, we enjoy the training and learn from it. You know, there's some great people in the industry that are forefront in doing that. Chris is also working with all those people to push these P's to enhance their own knowledge. So yeah, it's good to have him on board.
So Chris, why would I want to become a PT in today's world? Like, say I get a chance to get in front of you guys and I can work with you, why would I want to be a PT?
That's a pretty good question. I'd say that if I need to tell you why you want to be a PT, you probably shouldn't be one.
Yep.
And that's where we're a bit different. There's, especially in the last 10 to 15 years, all the big RTOs, it's a cash cow. They're making millions of dollars spitting out Cert 3, Cert 4 qualified personal trainers.
Yep.
So they market and brand the lifestyle and the riches and the, you know, the big lunch breaks on the beach and all that sort of stuff. If that's what you wanted to become a PT for, you're probably going to struggle the day you put your foot in the first gym.
Yep.
So it's just like a nurse, you know, like you probably become a nurse because you genuinely want to help people. So same as the reason us fellas all got into the fitness, we like this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. We enjoy the training and the benefits you get from it. So if we can share that with other people, fantastic. So instead of us trying to hit rent revenue KPIs or X amount of PTs per month, like a lot of the other guys seem to have to do, we just flip it a little bit and say, look, we've provided these amazing facilities that covers every single base. We're building a culture of high performing coaches and PTs. If you resonate with that and that's what you want to be a part of, cool, then let's talk. We'll show you what we can do and if it fits with where you're looking to go. If you're a good fit for us and vice versa, cool, we can sit down and have that conversation and then open the pathway from there.
So for those young kids out there that are thinking about becoming a PT, like leaving school is a big thing for, I've just gone through that with both my kids. What type of hours a day is a PT doing at EMF and how does it work? And
that depends whether it's winter or summer.
Yeah, it's seasonal.
There's a lot of tan time that goes into... In the summertime on the Gold Coast, it would be pretty hard.
No tanning beds at EMF?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, we've got a chairs out of the
one in the ring. Narang's got one there. They all just lay by the pool at the moment.
Yeah, nice. Look,
the team's pretty spoiled out there at Narang. The outdoor pool, and it's got some deck chairs, so they do spend a bit of time out there. But look, I got a rule of thumb, and I'm sure the guys back me up. If you're a new personal trainer, fresh into the industry, you need to be in your facility 40 hours a week, just like it's a full-time gig. Mm-hmm. If you do 40 hours a week in your initial time, which I class as the 8 to 12 week period, you can't fail. If you got there, you're in there 40 hours a week, you're making yourself available, you're helping people out, you've got a structure. I call it purpose and intent. Everything you do has to have a purpose, but you've also got to have an intention behind it. So the purpose to be provide great value of service, to help the members get the most of their gym membership, but the intention is to build your business.
Providing just a couple of Instagram posts with yourself and writing, come be do a training session with me, it doesn't fly with the EMF brand.
No, look, it's there's people that's their style and what have you. we just try to be like, I just bring it back to the company name Elite, right? If you Google, if you're not sure, Google it. The definition of elite is there is nothing better.
Yes.
And military, everyone knows that military is a structure. It's a process. There's a chain of command, and there's a pathway to grow through. You can start at the bottom and you can get to a higher rank by following certain policy, procedure and results.
Yeah, nice. So what are the, are there any educational requirements to start at EMF? Do you have to have your cert for when you start?
Your standard certificate 3, certificate 4 currently.
Yep.
We are going to be looking down the track to find ways to create traineeships and tweak that model somewhat. But right now,
it sounds like you're gearing up for that. Like, you just got all these systems in place that most people don't have. You're doing seminars, you're doing everything that helps people grow within the industry. You know, it just makes sense that you can...
I'd say like our most established club being Rabina, our trainers there are amazing. Yeah. Like, and it's very difficult, like from Chris's point of view, like personal trainers, they're bold people, they're confident, they're running their own business. So it is really challenging having 15 or 20 of those people working in a very close environment, but it's all...
They're all individuals.
Yeah.
PTs are
absolutely
individuals.
Yeah, okay. That's,
and you've got to cater for them all.
Yeah.
But also that's what makes them brilliant. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's, you've got to be able to manage those people. But it all comes down to, we want them for the members. Like, people want to come to the gym because they're getting a great trainer, and they're getting inspired, and that's, they do a really good job of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I keep bringing them back to. It's a service orientated career or profession. It's also one that there's not many you can leave the classroom with an entry level certificate 4 and be earning 100 grand a year or more quite quickly if you are a savvy operator. So I also try to make sure that they're aware of that, you know, it's an opportunity to make some good money, to live a good lifestyle, but it is going to be on the back of 40 hours a week to get started, to provide great service, great results for people. And, you know, we mentioned before the online thing for training options as well. There's that with PTs. There's a lot of options that people might think, oh, I can have a PT just purely online. Just that depends too much on the individual.
Yeah.
We have touched on this. I'm going down a model where EMF has an online version so that people are getting in touch with actually qualified and reputable instructors.
Yep.
Not, so our brand is, we class it as the top, the elite. So hence why when we go to do an online version, we'll talk to these people and have them, you know, the top physios, the top PTs, top coaches in their element, from whether it's a triathlete coach, a swimming coach, and they can touch base with these people. That's how we want to get onto the online version, not just, oh yeah, we're going to do this and send you out a standard 6-week program for someone. Yep. We're not about that. We want people to get in touch with how they can enhance their training.
And it's like Chris was sort of touching on as well, it's all about the interaction. Like, a lot of online people go and buy an online program from someone because it's cost cheap. Effective. Yeah, it's cheap. So they get a product. They don't necessarily know how to use it or, but a lot of the online, like the sort of shift with online training now is more interaction. Yeah. So, and accountability. People want to be able to talk to someone online about what they did. And a lot of the trainers that we have actually train their clients online as well as—
Yeah, the hybrid model. Yeah. And that's something that I do encourage and work with our team on, because we're not going to sit there and say, no, don't do online when the public want it or they're seeking out options about it. So we tell our guys, like, it should be an add-on to your service, not your service.
Yep.
So you're a face-to-face personal trainer. It's that one-to-one interaction or one-to-small team interaction that people really want, but you've still got to also offer some level of online. So you might be able to offer better value for money by giving them 2 sessions a week, but there's a 3 or 4 day program that you monitor once a week, once a fortnight. You know, what I found is in the industry with the strength of the internet and social media, everyone was all about community. Then everyone's gone online and want to just run their own race, but we're coming full circle now where commercial gyms were the thing. Little small boutique gyms started to go up. Now they're coming back to commercial. Now they're going to these small team training. At EMF, we offer all of that under one roof.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're a personal trainer, it's got a good head on your shoulders or can be coached, you've got the best of everything. And then you throw in the hybrid bit of online service offering and you can't help but dominate.
There's nothing wrong with online, but a key concept online, you can't fix someone's biomechanics by online coaching. You
know,
if someone has a bad squat technique, you can't get that from online. There's no fixing that. You can make it worse by just kept telling someone to keep squatting poorly and they'll obviously get injured. But getting someone in on site and viewing them and enhancing their biomechanics or how their body movement patterns are, you can limit their ability to get injured and you can certainly enhance their training from being in the gym industry or being there present. So yes, you you can certainly do online, but should that be the only thing? Well, I think no. You need to get some professional assistance to enhance your overall body movement patterns of biomechanics.
Nice. So, mate, how do you go about keeping your PTs up to date?
Well, everything from the simple, keep a spreadsheet register of their certs and their insurance coverage, and you know, we keep checking on that every month or so to make sure they're up to date. We're a bit different. We don't, like, the way I coach my guys is, if you're a personal trainer and you're not actively seeking improvement or development or further education or experience, then your time in the game is limited anyway. So I don't sit there and say you need to do X amount and we need these CEC points to come through, because the guys that aren't doing that, they're the ones that are going to struggle and they're the ones that are going to fall off.
Yeah, okay.
So we do just offer them opportunities. If we've got a specialist, might spend a lot of my time just digging into the industry, finding out who is providing good value, who's got some good education options, getting in touch with them, giving them an opportunity to meet and discuss with our team during the monthly team meetings or through some, you know, our private little Facebook groups we have. If they find benefit in that person, then great, they'll connect with them and go off and do that course or that module or that workshop, and just try to keep them in front of the quality education providers out there as best we can.
Nice. It's a tough gig running teams, isn't it? Especially, how many sites did you say you had?
We've got
64 PTs.
Eight sites, 64 PTs, 70 staff.
Wow.
And two directors that, you know.
A snowboarding.
Yeah.
Well, look, I played American football for quite some time, and I find that's quite useful because it's not 15 guys that are very similar. It's 11 on the field and 50 total with specialty roles and attitudes and personalities, but with one common goal. You know what I mean? So if we can harness, you know, the high achiever over here and the big ego guy over here and just say, well, look, you be you, but the end result has to be this.
Yep.
If we can all be on that path, then awesome. High fives all around.
I love that. Love that. So guys, in wrapping up, this has been unreal. Like, if I was a PT, I know where I'd want to train. Where are we opening up next?
Just started a build in Newcastle, which will be our first platinum by EMF, followed by a fitness center in Newcastle.
Two.
Two in the shopping center at Westfields.
Might even have a little recovery in there as well.
Is that right?
Fingers crossed. We've been chatting about it this morning. It's something that might be on the cards.
Yeah, nice.
But we our goal, like we both do want to go overseas because I think we've created something pretty good in Australia, but we want to go interstate. Like, we definitely want to go into New South Wales. You know, we've got a few little sites that we're discussing at the moment, which will be really good because we get comments all the time, especially from a lot of friends in Sydney, and we get emails and things from different people throughout New South Wales saying, hey, you guys should bring this product.
Brisbane is key. We're opening another site in Brisbane next. North Lakes was just recently, and that's done really well.
Yep.
Browns Plains is coming up, and then we've got probably about another three or four we're looking in Brisbane. So that's there, and we've got New South Wales prospects going down through into New South Wales. So yeah, it's looking really good.
That's awesome.
I'm not looking forward to going back to Sydney so much. Northern Beaches is a nice place though.
The flight to Newcastle is not that good.
Yeah,
it's a little propeller plane, and it's
I've done it.
Yeah.
Not a good time either.
No.
So mate, just wrapping up, one of the big things you guys do in your community is you've built challenges. How often are you running those?
Well, we to be honest, Greg, we were doing a 12-week challenge, and we're sort of trying to do two a year, which is the amount of work that, you know,
a lot of work in a challenge.
Terry and Nicole they put a lot of work into that,
and you guys as well. You know, we're partnering with you guys getting those 12-week challenges is awesome. Yeah.
And they were here a lot with you guys.
Yeah.
It was so much. It was so hard work, and we actually found that the interaction was less than our 6-week challenge.
Yep.
Like, people find it a lot easier to get engaged for 6 weeks. 12 weeks is a really long
it's a commitment.
Time.
Definitely, and it's changing people's overall routines. You know, you're really trying to force these people, and you get about 70% that would.
Yep.
You've still got the 30% that would drop off, and they're the ones that would last in a 6-week challenge, not so much a 12-week challenge.
Yep. And it's the families as well. Yeah. So like, you've got to change your whole diet, and then you've got two kids and a partner at home as well. So that makes it really challenging.
And,
but
and the time term is over generally holidays. So you've got Easter where people are like, oh, I'm going to have a little splurge here and there. So you've got those always over a 12-week time. You've got kids out of school, you know, school holidays. Anything can really change that aspect of 12. So we've tried to limit it down to 6-week challenges to get people kickstarted in their fitness. It's more of a, okay, guys, come in, join the gym, 6-week challenge. Let's get you involved. Let's get you started along that fitness lifestyle.
It's like a certain health and fitness, isn't it?
And it's engagement as well. So especially when someone's first start, that's why we want to do sort of four of those a year. So people that come, they'll come and join a gym maybe in February. So they mightn't get one for that first 2 or 3 months, but the amount of people that they'll meet in the gym, they're on the challenge with, then they start training with, so now they've got a training partner.
Group fitness instructor, group fitness people, you know, that community.
Nice.
We're just focusing so much on the community at the moment. Like, it creates just such a good environment when you've got a reason.
And the members love it, don't they? They love that little challenge. Gives
Lee's going to start running these classes that are community-based himself, getting out there. Yeah. He actually had this nice little leotard that he wears for these special classes.
Really?
Pink.
Nice. Nice work. You look good in it though, mate. You pull it off. That's the thing.
I do. I've tried it on. It's a thing.
We don't like seeing it.
It's a thing.
As he goes up and down on his seat.
Back in the Navy days, he pulled it out.
So what made you want to give an Audi away to someone?
So we obviously collaborated with yourself and the Frizzells in Southport.
Under the Titans.
Yeah, there we go.
Go the Titans.
Good plug.
Let's do it this year, Titans.
Yeah. Love it, yeah. Yeah, the reason we wanted to do that is like it's not like it's never like from a financial point of view, we would never.
That was obvious. I got that really early. Yeah.
We don't make money.
It wasn't about the money. Yeah.
Like in our 6-week challenges, we're just doing it because we want people to be engaged. Because
they're free too, aren't they?
Yeah. And Scotty and I, we sat back and we're like, if we want to do something different, like what is something different? So, and then we obviously went and spoke to the guys and we realized how much Audi's actually cost. We drove Navara, so it was a bit different. But
well, our first one we actually tried.
I actually thought Scott was going to win it. So,
I actually did.
But it was just, to be fair, it was the look on that person's face when, okay, A, they've changed their life. The guy that won the first one, it had changed his life. Yeah. Like he was having a little baby with his partner and he looked amazing and he trained every day and it was rubbing off on his family. His mum got a car out of it. Yeah. But the look on his face when he won the car.
We spoke about this years ago and we tried it about 5 years ago. And the problem was we only had one gym back then and we didn't really get the numbers to get it off the ground. And we said, we'd always love to give a car away to someone and make that, you know, that feel. Mm. And then our next challenge, we actually gave away a jet ski. We could, you know, move into that realm and
walk around.
Yeah, yeah. we couldn't afford an Audi straight away. We don't even drive one. Well, Lee does. No. We went from, you know, jet ski to then an Audi A1 and then an Audi A3. And we were saying, you know, as the things get bigger and better, maybe we'll give away an R8. That's when the
we've spoken to Tanya. That's a little plug in there for Tanya. She works at Ferrari now, but we're always trying to get
an
R8 to do for one, but she's got to drop the price a bit, I think.
take a zero off.
But it is about it's people achieve results, which is great, but that look on that face when he won that car was
you know what I love about that? The fact that he was so happy with what you'd done to him in 12 weeks that his whole life has changed, his family life's changed, that the car was like
irrelevant.
Mum, I just want to do something for you because I'm already feeling better as a human.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Baby and everything, and he just
because what
of
person is a new baby doesn't go, I'm gonna take the cash.
You could sell the car if you wanted, you own it. You could have sold it.
That just shows what your challenge did to the people who attended. Like that's I'm gonna clap that out, guys, because that's amazing.
And the people that turn up, so we do a challenge like night where they turn up at the end and the people get dressed up and they actually feel invigorated and really honed that they've achieved something. They could wear a dress they probably might never have worn.
Yep.
You know, they put on a shirt that they've gone and bought, especially the event, because they've dropped four shirt sizes. Things like that.
They're amazing.
People are really happy that they turn up. They could have a beer. You know, that was a big one.
One thing I will say though, weight loss, yes, that's one thing. That's a benefit of the challenge. The mental side of it, and we've touched on this before, some people that join that challenge, they've got personal things in their life. So they actually just need an outlet or something to make them forget about what's going on in their life. Yeah. And that's probably the biggest thing.
Mental health is so diet, so how you're eating affects your mental health, how you're training affects your mental health. I mean, even sleeping can affect your mental health. Yep. All these things, if you can stimulate a couple of those and make people feel better, you know, it really enhances their overall life. And this is one thing that we love. I mean, my wife pushes me to go and train sometimes because I haven't trained in a few days. I'm irritable.
I'm
probably irritable all the time.
So he said a few days.
Maybe he
said,
one day.
Said probably two.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, the 320 people that did our first challenge, at least 200 of them walked in the room when they get their program. They're like, I'm not here to win anything. This is really about me making a change or me
starting.
It's all about them and something that they want to achieve personally. And they wouldn't sometimes even talk about it, but you could hear it in their voice. You could see it in their face that it was not about.
Well, I think 90% of the population come New Year's Eve, I'm going to make a change and a fitness goal. They, you know, I hear it. And then probably about 5%
5 days later, I see it not changing. But, you know, people want that change. In having a challenge where people can do it for 6 weeks lasts a lot longer than the 3 days that normally people
absolutely,
do
it,
their New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
So it's quite good to see people actually enact that change.
Right, mental and physical health, that's what it's about.
Mm. Definitely.
Agree.
You guys are leading the way. I love it. So, guys, if people are interested in EMF, how do they look you guys up online?
We do have a website for all platforms, so which is www.emfpc.com.au.
And your challenges are on that?
Yep, 100%. We're doing an next 6 week challenge that launches early February. And then also our main platform is Instagram for obviously for our videos.
We
won't do my personal.
I DM you all the time. Unfollow. I'm going to unfollow
my 600 followers will be devastated. They're going to share my time. No. So we've got a good Instagram page at EMFPC. So
EMFPC, like just straight EMFPC?
EMF Performance Center.
Yep, perfect. Goal.
Thanks for having us.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.